I'm really delighted to be here with you this morning and honored to have been asked to participate in such a distinguished gathering of scholars to debate some terribly important and vexing ethical issues that arise from our present healthcare delivery system and contemporary biomedical research. I recognize from your schedule the rich menu of topics that will engage your interest here, such matters as human and animal experimentation, artificial insemination and abortion, allocation of healthcare resources, organ transplantation, the right to live, the right to die. All of these are topics of great scientific and public concern and the substance of heated public debate. In thinking about an appropriate topic for my own remarks and recognizing what an imposing schedule you have assembled already, I thought I'd deal with a rather different set of issues that may appear to have somewhat less immediacy and passion, but which are nonetheless of great concern to our academic medical centers and our important public sponsors and patrons. I'm referring specifically to the matters of conflict of interest and conflict of commitment, topics that have not historically been of prominent concern in academic medicine, but topics that in recent years have been brought forcefully into our consciousness, largely, I think it's fair to say, from the instigation of a few powerful congressmen.